Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another Resurrection Sunday where we have He affirms, He proves, He declares. In Luke's Gospel, Luke 24, 1 through 12, we see the story of the resurrection. On Friday, I spoke about Good Friday over at Little Grove, what's good about it. And I use as an acrostic the word good. The G, what was the G? Anybody was there? God initiated. What was the O, sister? Huh? What was the other O? Huh? And what was the D? Death. You know, before you can get to the resurrection, you got to start with the death. You see, Christ actually died on that cross for you and me. Satan told many lies that he didn't really die. He just collapsed, fell out, and in the cool of the tomb, he woke up. Anything to not let you believe in the power of Jesus Christ. There are many people today, that is the reason why a lot of people are so lax about this Christ and this resurrection and the trueness of why he did all of that, because they don't really believe it. It become a Sunday thing if we're not careful, but it won't become a heart thing. But when you got Christ in your heart, Christ in you is the hope of glory. See, Christ in me give me hope of glory. But I don't serve a dead Christ, though I wouldn't have no hope of glory. But he had to die in order to be resurrected. You see, when you faint, they revive you. But you got to die to be resurrected. And so Christ was letting us know that I'm going to die for you, because my death is going to pay the penalty for your sin that you owe my daddy. And my daddy didn't know of no other way. There were no other way to pay him off for your sin and my sin other than him doing it himself. You see, the word of God tells us it was God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Man, God. I tell you, it's nothing like going through all you go through down here. The sickness, the pain, the agony, and the troubles of this world. It's nothing like going through those things, but I tell you what, it's nothing like knowing I got to go through them because I'm sojourning here for a minute. See, I'm a sojourner here. This ain't really my home, but I'm just traveling through. But while I'm traveling through, I got to face the same troubles as everybody else. But it's good to know that Jesus didn't stay in the grave. My. You see, he got up. Let me just read this story, and it's a familiar story, but I just want to read it anyway. Luke 24, 1 through 12. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They went into the grave where the body was laid, but they did not find the body that was laid in the grave. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shiny garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces at the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" You see, they went there to anoint him, to finish anointing him for his burial. They went there expecting to see a dead man, a dead Savior, that they could anoint and finish him up for his burial. But the question was asked, why do you seek the living among the dead? They are saying that your Savior is not among the dead. Your Savior lives. And as the choir sung that song, what did you say? He what? He lives. Come on, choir. He what? He lives. You see, because he lives, he can help me with my troubles. Because he lives, he can help me with my future. But if I don't believe that he lives, how can I expect him to do something for me? You see, too many of us are looking to anoint a dead Savior. We're looking for him. Oh, he died. Don't stop there. But he got up. And he got up in all his power. He's alive. And so even the angels want you to know that he's alive. He's alive. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee. You know, sometimes we got to just remember what the word of God has spoken to us before we keep making a lot of decisions about our lives as though our Savior who's alive is not speaking to us today. It's not that he's not speaking to the believer, but we got to listen and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. We got to hear it. Remember what he said. So when you get lonely, bro, Hebrew, and it may happen in this world, but remember what he said. I shall not leave you, nor shall I forsake you. See, sometimes we wobble in a mess because we fail to remember. You see, there was something the angel wanted them, the lady, to know. He already told you what he was going to do before he did it. But you just forgot it. So I'm going to come back because I know he told you. I'm just going to instruct you. Have you forgot? Some of us are acting the way we act, living the way we live, not because you ain't saved. You just have forgotten what he said. You see, old crazy preacher, that's why they're there every Sunday. So when y'all come to church, whenever you feel like you want to come, he is there to remind you like the angel through the word of God, not what the preacher said. He got to open up this book. Remind me what the Bible, the word of God, has said to me. Because you know I'm frail. I tend to forget. So he went, see, he said, I'm not just going to tell you all about it, Brother Casey. But he told you too. You just forgot. You heard it. Some forget and some keep it dear. See, if I don't hold the word of God as dear to me, I'm not going to retain it. it's going to be something I do. I'm not going to put any priority on it. I'm not going to make it special. And I'm sure not going to hide it in my heart that I may not sin against him. Talk to me, y'all. I like this. Sometimes, Sister Irma, it ain't about what I'm trying to get tomorrow. I need to realize what I already got. And I need to remember it. See, if we memorize and internalize the word of God, it would defend us from sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against him. What are you talking about, God? If I don't do that, I may sin against you. Yes. You see, my power is in my word. I have magnified my word above my name. And it just hit me. They said, remember what he said. So many times I'm getting in trouble. You getting in trouble because I forget what he said to me. You say, Rick, you forgot what I said. But God, I hurt so bad. I don't know what the future going to bring. All kind of things is happening. Remember what I said. Hold dear to your heart the words of Scripture. You see, God said hold it dear because God cannot lie. There was no guile found in him. Whoa. I can trust you, God. Yeah, you can trust me. See, everything gonna end right here. See, I'm an eternal God. I'm a self-existing God. And when I die, one of the things that frighten men and women most of all is death. Because there seems to be so much uncertainty about it. There's a lot of uncertainty about it because we fail to realize what he said about it. So if remembering what Christ has said about death and his world and every aspect of his word, his word is important for my own growth. Let me finish this so I can go where I want to go. Is that all right? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee. What did he say? Saying the Son of Man must be delivered. I gotta die. I gotta be delivered over to these folks so they can crucify me into the hands of sinful men. And be crucified. But it didn't stop there. That ain't all he told you, that he was gonna die. And the third day rise again. And they remembered. My. Man, it's nothing like somebody suffering. They're going through pain. They're mourning. Whatever they're going through, they're suffering. And they need to be comforted. And there are some things they have with them. They have in their memory. But you got to come along and just stir it up a little bit. Because it's there, but it lay dormant. You got to come and just stir it up a little bit. Say, hey, I know you remember. Do you remember what the word of God says? And you know, I had to do all of that when I funeralized my sister. When I had to stand here and preach her home going, missing her, loving her like a mother to me, right there with me, in church with me, got saved, stayed here with me, brought her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Whether they stayed or not, she brought them, baby. But I had to sit here and preach her home going, remembering, man, you're going to see her again. Remember, man, she's absent from that body that lay here. But remember, man, remember, preacher, that she's present with all. Remember, preacher, that broken body that lay here. She got one that's built not with hands. But you got to remember that, preacher. And also remember, she's going to get a glorified body. And you're going to get a glorified body. Then remember, preacher, when God decide to crack the skies or come back in the clouds, they who have died first will be changed in their glorified body. They're going to get up. And if you're still preaching, preacher, you're going to be changed in your glorified body. Bodily, together, you're going to be caught up in the clouds to be with the Lord. But you got to remember what he said. God ain't making up no new words, no new lessons, no new content. You got to remember what he already said. Oh, my God. That's just a commercial. How did I get there? I guess that remembrance is still on my heart, what the angel said. See, a lot of things, Mike, you need to get something else. You need to start remembering what you've already heard. Smile a little bit more, bro. It ain't all about down here. Not for you. Unless you've forgotten. That's another one of my nephews. If you see me picking on somebody like that, that's my brother's son. I tell you, let me get back and let me finish. Stay right here, Riggs. All right, what verse is I on? 7, 8? Okay, 8, okay. Someone should get to 8 and move on. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe. That's our trouble right there. If we would tell the truth, there's some things about Jesus we just don't believe. Believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb. I got to see this thing for myself. And stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves. And he departed marveling to himself at what had happened. Trying to explain it away. But he would just tell him he had to do what he had to do. But here's the thing. And looking at these three things here. And so much victory in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first point is the resurrection of Christ affirms to us that he is indeed the Son of God, just as he claimed to be. Just as he claimed to be. Revelation 1:1-4. Okay. I'll turn to it. I thought you were going to help me, Steve, but let me move on. I don't want to work you too hard. Huh? I guess we done got spoiled here. That's why you always keep the word right here. He started, then he stopped it. Okay, let's look at Romans. Okay, I done talked the devil. He done put it up there. All right. I want to Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. I want you to see this. Here is the declaration of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness. And all of this is seen. All of this is known. All of this have revealed itself by the resurrection from the dead. In other words, if you say you are divine, here is one way you can prove it. Break the hold of death. Get out of the grave after you're dead. You see, getting out of the grave, if he had fainted and was revived, wouldn't prove this. Come on, somebody, I get over here. Wouldn't prove this, John. Mm-mm. So Satan put that lie out. But when we know all of a sudden about the word of God, yeah, but if I start believing that, this couldn't be proved. He would be affirmed as deity, divine. See, the resurrection, man, is a lot in the resurrection. We know the resurrection story, but that resurrection proved a lot of things, and it affirmed to us that he is indeed the Son of God, just as he claimed to be the Son of God. Letting you know, I didn't lie, because only the Son of God could break the holds of death. Death couldn't hold me. I had to really tell death, hold me for a minute. I know you can't hold me, but just, I'm going to give you permission to hold me. See, I gave myself permission to die. And I got to give, I'm ruler of everything. So death, just hold me a minute. You ain't going to hold me long. Because see, death, I want to, see, I know you powerful to people. A lot of things they don't fear. But when somebody starts slipping away, a lot of uncertainties go through you. A lot of emotions get all worked up in you. Am I right about somebody? You really love them. But I want to show them something. As bad as you are, deaf, to folk who don't understand, I'm better. You just hold me a minute. I want you to hold me, because I want the folk to know I really died. See, if you don't really believe that I died, you're not going to believe I got up out of the grave under my own power. So hold me a minute. And let the Roman soldiers do their thing, because they like depending on it that I actually die on that cross. He's going to get up. And I'm going to, see, the Son of God, this title used nearly 30 times in the Gospels identifies Jesus Christ as the same essence as God. Same as God. He was God in the flesh. Always been God. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. That Word became, in the beginning was what? The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word what? Was God. And then he wrapped himself up in flesh. So he could die. So he could have a body. No sin. Because it wouldn't work for our salvation. Don't you know the grace to be saved is from God? Don't you know that faith to even believe is from God? Ephesians brings that out. Both are from God. So this thing, I just don't believe he was God. I believe he was a good man. That ain't gonna do. See, a good man can't overthrow death. No. Plenty of good men die and they don't walk out of the tomb. So he affirms that he is truly divine. Not only that, the resurrection, Brother Dave, of Jesus Christ proves that his sacrifice for sin has been accepted and the work of salvation is completed. See, I'm not looking for another work of salvation because there is no other work of salvation, because there is no other one whereby we must be saved. There's nobody else that can do for me and you what Jesus has done. See, when you're wrestling with what God I'm going to serve, or which one, I'm just waiting because I don't believe that Jesus is the one. I mean, there are many of gods. And really, y'all Christian folk, you really have a young religion. It ain't a dead man. I can look back in history. I'm not a theologian, but we can go back. There were many of religions before Christianity. Anybody heard that? Yeah, I'm getting intellectual now, so I follow that. Somebody told me that in college and whatever, so I'm following that. Let me break it down for you. Okay. They were called Christian at Antioch because they were acting like Christ. But see, this is what you use when you get hit with that one. If you want this information, if you don't want it, make something that's more important than Christ right now. But those who want this, let me tell you something. Now, how far does your religion go back? See, mine go back to the first man and the first woman. That's where mine go back. What you talking about, preacher? Okay, bear with me, don't rush me. I'm getting old now. I got to get my thoughts together before I speak them. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, first man, first woman, when he sinned, God said, I gotta have a way of salvation to bring you back, reconcile you back unto me. You broke this fellowship. He said, the seed of a woman. Satan gonna bruise his heel, he gonna bruise his head. So what I want to say to you, if you want to say religion, go back to the seed of a woman. Right? And he was talking to the first man and the first woman. Now, how far do yours, the one say, mine is young, how far do yours go back? See, they don't expect you to go there. You say, well, Pastor, how do you put that together? I put that together because the seed is really of a man. But in this case, because this was going to be a miracle, for it to be a miracle, the seed gonna be of a woman. Mary's not gonna touch a man because he want a miracle birth. Well, God, how you gonna fix that? The Holy Ghost gonna overshadow her. Who is the Holy Ghost? He's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So don't buy that when they want to carry you back. Tell them, say, if you carry me back, you're about to take me back to Adam and Eve. Well, most people don't go there. They just look back and see the different religions. No. You pick Christianity up because they call them Christian at Antioch. Because we were acting like Christ, mimicking Christ. So you must be Christian. My God. I wonder sometimes why God called me to do this. But I love it. I love it. I do. Because I know something to say. I know some things I face. And I remember, man, me and Pastor Richardson in Bible College, I love that. And I didn't know that, because I would ask questions. I said, we paying this money, I'm going to ask questions. And you guys are the theologians. And them guys sitting back there hunching me, they said, man, because you ask stuff most of us want to know, but we won't ask. I said, I didn't know that. I wasn't asking for y'all. I was asking for me. And sometimes he let us battle the pastors. He won't let no associates get involved. He would let the pastors get into something. He'll back up. And I look over there and see that he ain't stopping nothing. Then we get back in. And then he explained that too, that, you know, he's a theologian, but he's not a pastor. He understands that each church got different people, different situations. So when it hit those things, but then you come back to some biblical thing, we all come down and get it all straight. Okay? All right, let me move on. Let's get the next one. Romans 4, 24 and 25 prove that his sacrifice for sin has been accepted. Praise God. And the work of salvation is done. Isn't that a blessing? Okay. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Well, let me, what did I tell you, 420. Let me make sure I gave you the right address. I don't want you knocking on the wrong door and ask who lived there. Okay. But for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offense and was raised again for our justification. Now hold it right here. Look at this, y'all. He was delivered. That means he was delivered over to be crucified. Well, why did that happen? For our offense. Watch this. All of that sin I have done, sin that I may do now, past, present, and future, God says, okay, it is our, if you're taking notes, put it somewhere, my sin. And then you can put equals my offenses. The offenses against God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I don't care who you are, you have, are you with me? Now watch this now. All right, so the death, Good Friday, was for my sin. But early Sunday morning, the resurrection, he was raised again for my justification. Look here, my sins have been paid for and I'm justified, just as I have not sinned. Who in the world won't serve a God like that? People may need, see, a lot of times everybody's so foggy about what the scripture really say, so I really don't know. But when I'm getting this, thank you, Lord. Yes, I have sinned, Lord. It wasn't my mama, it wasn't my daddy, it wasn't my sister. It was me. Yeah. Okay. And you mean you can pay for this? Yeah, right here. Four. See, deliberate four. There's a reason I was delivered to the cross. It was for a reason. What was that reason? It was your fence, Riggs. Hey, don't stop. Go back. And then only that, there's the end. Y'all help me here. What is this? Is this a verb? Or come on, teachers, help me. Come on, talk. You can talk to me. I see you over there. Come on now. Come on now. What is it? I'm going to make you help me. Because I help y'all. The conjunction? Okay. Man, look at all these people I raised. Amen. I got pictures now. Don't I like, oh, here. Yeah, I got you when you, I'm going to keep them here. Because I ain't getting in no trouble today. Watch this now. All right. Okay. Steve, you too much. Don't tell Frieda I lost my pointer. She ain't in here, is she? Oh, whew, thank you. She saw the need of the pastor. Boop, that's that educator. Okay, and we got something else? Yeah, all right. And was raised again for, see, it was not for him. It was for our justification. More than one. So wait, Jesus, all this you did and are doing, you are seated on the right hand of the Father in glory, making intercession for me after you've done all of this for me. Why won't I serve you? Who else have done part of this? Any part of this for you that you have an allegiance to and you love with undying love, you are welded to it or them. Let them go. Let them go and tell Jesus, Jesus, I'm not going to whore off on you anymore. Spiritual whoredom. That's Bible. You can call it anything you want. See, let me tell you something. Nobody that loves you. Hang with me now. You got to get this. I tell you what. Get out your spiritual gloves. I'm about to throw a fastball. Just pretend you got one. Because it's spiritual. Ah, boy. Ah, Lordy. Lord, Lord, Lord. All that he have done for us. Nobody else could do any of this. I'm justified. My sins are paid for. Did you sin? Yes. Yes. But don't stop. Keep talking to me. I got sin today. But he was delivered up for my sin. He paid for them. Well, you still ain't justified. Oh, yes. Just as though I have not sinned. I didn't do none of that. And the one that did it can't lie. You know, it's a shame we believe a whole lot of folk according to their credentials. And we ignore the credentials of God. See, God has a legacy. You can trust God. How many trust God for your babies? Huh? How many trust God for their protection? Didn't God protect them? Come on now. See, you ain't asking for nothing. You asking because you say, Lord, your arm can reach further than mine. There is no strength that can come against you, God, that you can't handle. How many know there's some things we want to handle, but we're not able to handle? I got a whole lot of things I want to handle, Sister Wanda, but I ain't able. If I was able, I would handle it with my own hands. But I can't. But I know somebody. So then I got to get on my knees. I got to call on Jesus. Huh? I got to call on him because he's the one say he'll never leave me nor forsake me. But he also say he'll give me boldness. Huh? Huh? Because what can man do against me when God is for me? But I got to believe it. It's not that the power is not available. But my attention and my heart is not available. I got to be released to believing that God is. He is more than I can imagine. Let me move on. Let me move on. Dad, did I give you two? Okay. Let me. Oh, wait. Oh, my. You already there? Prove that sacrifice for sin has been accepted. Okay, that's just the title. All right, my last one. I'm going to get on out your way. First, the resurrection of Christ affirms to us that he is indeed the Son of God, same essence as he claimed to be. Number two, the resurrection of Christ proves that his sacrifice, or him being delivered up, that's the sacrifice, for our sin has been accepted and the work of salvation is completed. You don't justify until you complete. Let me move on to the last one. The last one, the resurrection of Christ also declares, to us, that he is the judge who will come one day. Y'all listen to me. And judge the world. Oh, my. This got a lot in it, y'all. Lord, I could do a series on each one of these points. This is for those. Preach, I done heard preaching, and I know this Easter. I go to church, whatever. I know you're supposed to preach. And I, as a matter of fact, I came here looking for you to preach. But I ain't looking to get saved. I'm having a good time in my sin. I really am. I'm having a lot of pleasure. So I don't want to let that go. You know, and I don't believe in religion no way. Okay, bring your points. Bring your points. Okay. Why? Just because you don't believe in getting saved, Christ believing in judging your deal. Now, I am serious. That's where I'm about to go. See, a lot of times you get all the good stuff. And you say, well, I'm so cute and so handsome, I can just ignore that because I'm having a good time. You know, right now I got my health, my strength, I got everything. Look at me. Yeah, but one day you may lose all your health. You may even lose your mind. But here's the thing, if you don't, see, oh, preacher, that's a hurl. Are we hurling out the gospel? Hurling out the word of God. Whether you read it or not, just come to church. I read it and preach it. You ain't got to be in your Bible. Throw it on the screen. But let me tell you something. It is your soul that hangs in the balance. Not my soul. It's your soul that hangs in the balance if you don't know him. When God saved me, he commissioned me. He ordained me and sent me out of a great church, that I may start a New Testament church. I don't want you to be judged. I'm about to talk about that. But let me tell you something. Let this serve as a warning. So if you die before you receive Christ as your Savior, and you find yourself absent from your body, but not present with the Lord, but present in hell, you lift your eyes up in hell. Don't blame nobody. You know, all these good things about Christ? See, let me tell you something. Let me throw this out too while I'm thinking about it. Get your glove. It's better to receive Christ when he was the Lamb of God, coming to take away the sins of the world. But what I'm about to talk about, he's also going to put on his robe. No longer the lamb. He's coming to judge. Watch this. Think about this, y'all, for a minute with me. Think about this for a minute. Think about this. Think about it. The same one. Open his arms up today. Say, I want to save you. I want to save you. Spank his hand. Push it away. Come here, Marquise. Come here, preacher. Come here. I'm trying to save you. you in a quicksand. I'm trying to save you. Uh-oh. But pushing my hand away every time I. Okay. Come on, let me pull you up. Now, in quicksand, keep in mind, you go down slowly. In this life, some of us going down slowly. You keep pushing away. Now, you keep pushing away. What's going to happen? He going away. But the help is available. But you push it away. You push your crazy ricks away. Some of y'all was children. I'm doing the same thing. Even before some of y'all was born, I was doing the same thing. When you were born, I was doing this and still doing it. Right, bro, Case? I remember Frieda had all the stuff set up for Bro Case, and I didn't know him, and she would come around my house with her and my wife and tell me about her hope chest. And, I mean, we would just, and I used to walk out the room and her and my wife in there talking, and I'm hearing about what she want. And you got to know Frieda. That's my buddy. But I supposed to, man, drive a garbage truck, Frieda, and make good money. He's going to be nice to you. I'm just asking God for what I want. You go ahead on, Frieda. Go ahead, Frieda. Because you like you are. And when I met the man, I was smiling to myself. He didn't know it. And I found out who he was and his lifestyle, his education, all that. I said, my God. Man, don't you know she described you to me when I didn't want to hurt? And she got exactly what she asked for. I'm a witness. Ow! Woo! Woo! I don't know what God is doing, but bro, I'm getting wide open here. That's how you pastor. God got something for you, man. You're younger than me, right? So you hang in there. Good man, love the Lord. Let me finish before these people stone me. Okay, the last one. He got it up there for me. Let's look at Acts 17, 30 through 31. Won't keep you long. All right. Okay. Man, am I making any sense to anybody? Huh? Okay. You get mad, rip your pages out your Bible. Don't rip me, rip the pages. That's why I try to do this. You get mad with what the Holy Ghost wrote. I ain't gonna give a lot what I wrote. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at. And you gotta go read the whole thing. I mean, in other words, God put up with a whole lot from us, okay? Let me do some debate. I ain't gonna receive Christ, but I'm a debater with the Christians. You talking about debating? You about to get saved. You debating with me and you dying tomorrow. See, God write down the time. See, our time to depart is an appointment. And it's one you can't cancel. You can't call this doctor Jesus and say stop it. He said, and the times of this, God winked. You know, okay, I'm going to work with you guys, grow you up and whatever like that. You guys got a lot of resources now, you know. But now, commandeth all men everywhere to what? Repent. Now go ahead on. Because he, the same one, telling us about how he'll forgive our sins, how he would justify us, how he would glorify us. He said, because he has appointed a day on which he will. I ain't let nobody do that neither. I didn't let nobody save you. I didn't let nobody else go to the cross for you. Didn't I do that? Yeah, Jesus. I didn't let nobody else justify you. Didn't I do that, Brother Newby? Didn't he do that? He says, which he will judge the world in what? Righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all. So we know who the man, watch it right here, has the resurrection. All by raising him, the one going to do the judging, from the dead. That's Jesus, y'all. So today, as I plead with you, I'm pleading for your salvation. Because tomorrow, he's going to put the robe on, the same one that rose for our justification. Going to be the same judge. How many people, a lot of folks don't know that. Because that ain't what I want from church. I want them to rock and roll me and get it going. So I go home and say, oh, didn't we have a high time? How in the world am I having a high time and I'm heading for a low time in hell? How is that a high time? It's a high time because everybody say it. And they pack churches out with it. And they have a high time together going to hell. But there's a broad road and there's a narrow road. Christ died to put us on the narrow road and get us off the broad road. See, we all start out on the broad road. Pastor Ricks, yes, I have sinned. Come short of glory to God. I was on the broad road, but I'm on the narrow road now. No thanks to myself, the grace of God. But when I heard, wait, Pastor. Pastor, let me get this straight. You telling me, come on down. You telling me, preacher, the same guy you just talking about how good he was, how he died on the cross for me, the choir song, he has risen, all of this, and oh, the Lord Jesus. You telling me the same one? See, he speaks about, see, he also rose to be judged. He got out of that grave to be judged. If I didn't believe this, y'all, I wouldn't put up with y'all some faces I get when I preach. I get just like you. I get right in the flesh. Go back to Berkeley. But I won't do that because I know better. See, it's one thing when you know that you know that you know that you know. That's a different story. See, I can't fake I don't know. Some of y'all can. Well, you know, it's just not ready for that. You're talking to the judge. You know, I want you to come to church, man. I'm so happy to see this many people in the building today. I guess folks just don't like me, so they don't come. But let me tell you something. I love you so much, I will not play with your soul. If you get off on folk playing for your soul, let them play. I do too many funerals. Too many people call me at sad times. Too many people call me into the emergency room with the curtain pulled back and all the tubes are pulled out of the people and they've washed them down a little bit for to walk right in there with the family heartbroken and crying